Welcome to Shibe Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Harry Simpson. Batting second. The second baseman, Bobby Avila. Batting third. The third baseman, Al Rosen. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Luke Easter. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ray Boone. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bertie Tebbets. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Feller. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bob Feller. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Eddie Joost. Batting second. The first baseman, Ferris Fain. Batting third. The center fielder, Dave Philly. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Gus Zerniel. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Elmer Vallow. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Hank Majeski. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Skeeter Kell. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joe Tipton. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Alex Kellner. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Alex Kellner. And now, play ball. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson strikes out. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila hits a line drive into right field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost takes first base on ball 4. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain takes first base on ball 4. Joost moves to second. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly bunts towards the mound. Feller fields it and throws to first for the out. Joost moves to third. Fain moves to second. One out. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel hits a pop-up towards short. Boone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is walked intentionally. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski takes first base on ball 4. Joost scores. Fain moves to third. Vallow moves to second. It's 1-0, Athletics. Skeeter Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell takes first base on ball 4. Fain scores. Vallow moves to third. Majeski moves to second. It's 2-0, Athletics. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton takes first base on ball 4. Vallow scores. Majeski moves to third. Kell moves to second. It's 3-0, Athletics. Alex Kellner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kellner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Majeski scores. Kell scores. Tipton moves to second. It's 5-0, Athletics. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Joost takes first base on ball 4. Tipton moves to third. Kellner moves to second. Sam Jones now pitching. Farris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Fain hits a fly ball into right field. Simpson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Kell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Easter moves to second. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets hits a fly ball into right field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Fridley pinch hits for Sam Jones. Jim Fridley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fridley takes first base on ball 4. Easter moves to third. Boone moves to second. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 0-for-1 in the game. Simpson hits a fly ball into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Lou Brissy now pitching. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-for-0 in the game. Philly hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tebbets settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 0-for-1 in the game. Zerniel hits a line drive into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Vallow takes first base on ball 4. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, he's got one RBI. Majeski takes first base on ball 4. Vallow moves to second. Skeeter Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, he's got one RBI. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0-for-1 in the game. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-1 in the game. Doby strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, he's got one RBI. Tipton hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mitchell. Tipton reaches second base with a double. Alex Kellner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kellner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Kellner bunts towards first. Easter scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kellner for the out. Tipton moves to third. One out. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks, Joost hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Fain hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tipton scores. It's 6-0, Athletics. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-for-1 in the game. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-1 in the game. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mitchell for the out. One out. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Easter strikes out. Two outs. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Boone hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial is 0-for-2 in the game. Zernial hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Vallow hits a fly ball into right field. Simpson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. He's got one RBI. Majeski hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Skeeter Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Kell hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 0-for-1 in the game. Tebbets hits a fly ball into right field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Berardino pinch hits for Lou Brissy. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fain settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 0-for-2 in the game. Simpson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Steve Grimek now pitching. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Tipton hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-0, Athletics. Alex Kellner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kellner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Kellner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks, Joost hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Fain takes first base on ball 4. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-for-2 in the game. Philly hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0-for-2 in the game. Avila hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-1, Athletics. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rosen takes first base on ball 4. Larry Dobie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobie is 0-for-2 in the game. Dobie strikes out. One out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-2 in the game. Mitchell hits a fly ball into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Easter hits a fly ball into right field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Indians 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Merle Combs now playing second base. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 0-for-3 in the game. Zerniel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Vallow hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Combs fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Vallow. The throw from Tebbets and he is safe. Vallow steals second. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Majeski hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Vallow scores. It's 8-1, Athletics. Skeeter Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Kell hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Tipton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Boone hits a fly ball into right field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 0-for-2 in the game. Tebbets hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pete Reiser pinch hits for Steve Gramek. Pete Reiser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reiser strikes out. Two outs. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 0-for-3 in the game. Simpson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kellner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Indians 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Mickey Harris now pitching. Alex Kellner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kellner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Kellner hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 9-1, Athletics. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. Joost hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Fain bunts in front of the plate. Tebbets fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Joost moves to second. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-for-3 in the game. Philly bunts towards the mound. Harris settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Zernial hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Dobie. Zernial reaches second base with a double. Joost scores. Fain goes all the way around to score. Zernial moves to third. It's 11-1, Athletics. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. Vallow hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Combs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and 2 walks. He's got 2 RBIs. Majeski hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 11, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Merle Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Dobie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobie is 0-for-3 in the game. Dobie hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-3 in the game. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dobie moves to third. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Easter hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Vallow. Easter reaches second base with a double. Dobie scores. Mitchell goes all the way around to score. It's 11-3, Athletics. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Boone hits a fly ball into right field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 11, and the Indians 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Skeeter Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Kell takes first base on ball 4. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Tipton hits a line drive towards short. Boone reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alex Kellner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kellner is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Kellner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Kell moves to second. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Joost hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Kell moves to third. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 11, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Tebbets hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Hegan pinch hits for Mickey Harris. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a line drive towards short. Joost reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 0-for-4 in the game. Simpson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Merle Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0-for-1 in the game. Combs hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tipton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 11, and Cleveland Indians, 3. Goodbye from Shive Park in Philadelphia.